Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're just conducting a very short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include a response to the study. With which political party are you registered with? Republican, Democrat, Independent, not registered, or some other political party? Can you be so kind, share your opinion?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. Sir, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary election. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local office in San Lucie County on Tuesday, August the 20th? And if you have already voted by Action T mail and ballot, you can indicate that as well. So you already have voted, definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
No, I'm registered to vote, but I just don't remember who I voted for.
Understood, sir. Sir, but are you definitely going to vote?
Let me put it to you this way. It'll make it easy for you. I'll vote straight Republican.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you trying to make it easier for me, but I'm required to read verbatim, and for the sake of the research, you are definitely going to vote or very likely to vote.
Well,
how should I record? Okay,
I'll
thank
vote.
You, sir. Sir, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? On the election day, mail-in ballot, or early on voting location?
Polling location.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, is your age between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you, sir, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate?
College.
Thank you, sir. And will that be giving you a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with? Sir, can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Keith Pearson.
I don't know.
You heard about
it? If I were to vote for someone, I guess I'd vote for him.
Understood. So you have it. Understood. Yeah, I'm going to ask you about him also. But your opinion for Keith Pearson, is it very favorable or somewhat favorable? How should I record your answer?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. How about Kathy Thompson? Same question. Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not that familiar with local politics. So
understood.
No sense going any further with that one.
No, I understand that, sir. But after this, we're going to move forward to a different topics. But just for the sake of the research, have you heard the Kathy Thompson or no?
I've heard of her. I don't know her.
You had no opinion. Okay, no problem. Okay, how about Richard Del Toro? You say you know him. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I guess somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. How about Ken Mascara? Is that ring a bell, that name, or no?
Mascara? The current sheriff?
I believe so, sir. Do you have an opinion, or you have no opinion about him?
Well, if that's who it is, I got a good opinion of him.
So very favorable. Should I record that as?
What's he running for?
Well, sir, I believe it's the sheriff's office. We're going to discover that as we move forward. But at this moment, that's all I have reading. How should I record your answer for King Mascara?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. How about Linda Bars? Is that name ring a bell?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sir, I appreciate your patience on the line. But what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson? Anything comes to mind when you hear that name?
Only what I've seen on TV.
Okay, which is that he's a.
And he is the current sheriff.
Okay. That's all you heard. I understand. Okay, sir. Thank you. Not moving right along. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro? Anything? One thing?
I've seen some negative things about him on TV, but do I know him personally or anything? No.
Understood. And what you said negative about not being honest, like being corrupt or anything of that nature?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, understood, sir.
I don't know.
Okay, well, now, just to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary election. If the Republican primary election for San Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Erin Ann Lurie, Linda Bartz, or if you have to decide today?
No idea at this time.
Okay, understood, sir. I'm sure you, if you have to choose today, you don't lean towards any of them? Erin or Linda Bartz?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, if the Republican primary election for San Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Audra Macon or Katie Thompson? Any of them?
Same. I don't know right now.
Understood, sir. And you don't lean towards any of them either, right?
No.
Understood. Now, sir, and lastly, the Republican primary election for San Lucie County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates. For who would you vote? The Richard Del Toro, Keith Pearson, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Probably at this point, Pearson.
Pearson, okay, thank you, sir. And would you say that you are definitely voting for, or probably voting for Keith Pearson?
I'm not going to use the word definitely.
Okay.
And right now, that's my leaning because he's a current sheriff.
So probably, right?
And he's been endorsed by DeSantis, and I am a DeSantis, so...
Understood. Well, thank you for letting me know. Should I record your answer as probably or definitely you're going to support him?
At this point in time, probably.
Probably. Okay, thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as San Lucie County Sheriff? Approve strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job he's doing?
Somewhat strongly.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
I'm going to say approve.
Approve, okay. Sir, from the following list,
We better be getting to the end of this.
Yes, we are, sir. Believe me, I appreciate your patience. Just one more minute so I can use the one so you already answered. But from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson? You can indicate that as well. Saw a television ad?
Yes.
Receive something in the mail? Yes or no?
Yes.
And receive a text message?
No.
Okay. Receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or campaign volunteers?
No.
Something else? No?
Just signs.
Oh, understood. Well, thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, and what did you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for San Lucie County Sheriff? If it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well. Much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference, on your opinion.
More likely.
More likely, much more. Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro? You can indicate that as well. The television ad, yes or no? From Mr. Del Toro, yes. And receive something in mail, yes or no?
Yes.
And text message?
No.
And did you receive a visit from Richard Del Toro or do campaign volunteer. No, either. Okay. Thank you. Something else? No?
Again, signs.
Signs, okay. And what you seen, read, or heard recently make you more or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for San Lucie County Sheriff. And if it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference to you. Thank you, sir. Now, just a few short questions for demographic. Sir, do you consider yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative on political views?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
No, just moderate.
Somewhat, okay. What is your main racial background? African-American, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
Say that again.
What is your racial background? Are you white Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino?
I'm Italian.
Yeah, so you consider yourself white. Thank
white.
You, sir, very much. I appreciate your patience
like
on the line.
I didn't like that question, by the way.
I'm so sorry, sir. It's just for a statistical purpose only, to make sure we're reaching everybody.
Shouldn't make a difference.
And I agree with you 100%. But thank you for your patience, sir, okay? Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Okay.